Deborah, the Yom Tov Shavuos is coming up, and I want to prove to you that the Yom Tov of Shavuos, according to what I consider the mainstream Shittas and Rishonim, has nothing to do with receiving the Torah. It's not about Kabbalah Satorah. Usually we understand that Kabbalah Satorah means that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the content of Torah, 613 mitzvahs, and I think the Yom Tov Shavuos is not about Kabbalah Satorah, and the basic reason for that is twofold. One is because Kabbalah Satorah is something that doesn't require a Yom Tov at all. In Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Zichrono Lebracha's famous essay in Leaves of Faith, Volume 1, he has an essay about why learn Gemara. And Rav Aaron quotes from Camus. He says, if someone would ask, like, why do you do whatever? The answer is, why breathe? Why breathe? Meaning to say, Talmud Torah is so fundamental to our, I have one other source sheet if you want. Talmud Torah is so fundamental to our understanding of what it means to be a Jew that I don't need a special day to celebrate Kabbalah Satorah. The notion of the content of Torah, this is what we do day in, day out, all the time. Yeah, they're mitzvah and darnishnit. Right? So I don't need a special yontiv to celebrate it. Rather, I think the yontiv of Shavuos is not about the content, it's about the event. It's not about the content of Talmud Torah, the Taryag Mitzvahs. Rather, it's about the event that we stood at Har Sinai, and I'm going to try to prove this to you as follows. The Psukim in Parashas Ve'etzchanan. Moshe Rabbeinu says that in the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, I gave you Torah and mitzvahs, etc. You should keep the Torah and mitzvahs, ki hi chachmas v'binas ha'amim. Right? People sometimes think that what makes the Jewish people smart is the fact that we per capita have more Nobel Prize winners than any other a nation. Right? The Torah says nitazai. The Torah says ki hi chochmas v'binas ha'amim. Right? You hear all these chukim mishpat. You say rak amnovim v'chochma goy hazeh. Right? Et cetera. And the pasuk test rak yishamer locha. Meaning to say, be careful, be very protective of these things that you saw. You should teach it to your children and your grandchildren. That's a yisod of Mesorah, right? The yisod of conveying this to your children and grandchildren, and this is Yom HaShamat, etc. This is the day that you stood in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam Har Sinai, and Hashem told me, Moshe Rabbeinu, gather everyone, and I'll tell them my words, L'man yishmu, L'man asher yomudun, L'yira osi kol ha-yomim, asher em chayim, al ha-adoma, as b'neihem yilamedun. So the Torah has something which is very important. It's Parshas Veschan, right before Matan Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, reporting the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says that the thing that you have to teach your children and grandchildren is Yom HaShamat Lufnei Hashem Elkecha B'chorev. That's the thing. The day that you stood at Har Sinai. Now, when I say that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is about the event, by the event I mean Maamid Har Sinai. Right? In Dayenu. Kirvanu Right? And everyone always asks the question, what's Kirvanu Lufnei Har Sinai have to do with anything? The answer is, it's a mitzvah essay min ha-Torah to focus on Ilu Kirvanu Lufnei Har Sinai. Right? Torah. Even without the content of the Tariag mitzvahs, Kirvanu Lufnei Har Sinai itself is significant. Now, what I'm saying is actually against Rashi al HaTorah. Rashi writes, Rashi says that Raki Shamalocha Pentishkach Zadvorim, Zot Rashi, when you don't forget these things and when you do them properly, you're going to be considered Chachamim Unavonim, V'im Ta'avzu Al Samitok Shichot Shotim. If you mess up you make Torah crooked, then you're going to be considered idiots. Yom asher amata zakrashi musa v'mikra shalamayla mimenu asher re'u einecha yom asher amata v'choriv asher v'isem es hakolos es halapidim. Zakrashi, that the mitzvah is to remember yom asher amata v'nei Hashem kecha v'choriv, which is the content that you received on that day. And the Ramban picks up on this Rashi, that Rashi is understanding the content, is understanding that the Isser is to forget the content, and the mitzvah is to convey that content. V'odatam l'vanecha l'vnei v'necha means the mitzvah mesorah is to convey the content of Torah. So the Ramban writes on this Rashi, it's the second line, the eino nachon klal. Right, Rashi's wrong. Hakosav azel ufidaiti mitzvah slosa say hisir b'maot. It's a laugh. Kasher amash and nizhar b'chol mitzvah sinishra chukim rishlotan la'asosam. Chazar v'amar rak animas hircha ma'od lihishamer v'lishmar atzmecha ma'od ma'od. Right, ma'od ma'od, like ma'od ma'od hevishval ruach. Right, etc. The double lashon lizkar me'ayin ba'u elecha ha-mitzvahs. You have to remember where the mitzvahs came from. Shalosh tishkach maimen har sinai mikol advar masher ra'u shameinecha hakolos halapidim es kvod es godu devar masher shamatu shamitocha esh. Do not forget that event, the event when the Torah says you saw the thunder. Right, that's unbelievable, by the way. You saw thunder. That event is something that you cannot forget. V'todia kol hadvar masharoi necha b'maimen anich barahu levanech nebnecha ad olam, etc. And that's what we have to convey. Now, many of the Rishonim, if you ever go to an Eish HaTorah seminar, so they say what makes Yiddishkeit so special is that unlike all religions, that the divine revealed himself to an individual, whether individuals named Joseph Stern or Paul of Tarsus or Mohammed or whatever that individual is named, it's God revealing himself to an individual. That's standard religion. Our notion of Yiddishkeit is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to every single person, Yom HaShamat Ofnei HaShem HaKecha B'choreiv, meaning we were all there. We were all there. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah that the idea is that we all heard the Ribbono Shel Olam command Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, Moshe, Emor Lahem Kach V'Kach. Right? Again, some assume that it's like a gears issue in the Rambam. It's a Emor Lahem V'chulei V'chulei. Right? It's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Moshe teach the mitzvah. So it's Ke'ilu we heard the mitzvahs twice. Once from Bolishan, one from Moshe. I once heard a shir from Five Okons of Rana Lebaruch. I used to be Rosh Chol in Far Rockaway when I was a kid. So you used to give a chumash here on Friday afternoons. So I would sometimes leave yeshiva early on Friday and cut the SRs. The Rabbi Shalom should forgive me. I would cut these supplementary rabbinics courses. And I went to hear Rabbi Fivel give a shir on Chumash. So Rabbi Fivel pointed out that the girsa in the Rambam, Moshe, Moshe, Emor Lahem, v'chulei, v'chulei. In other words, that Klai Yisrael all heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conveying the content of the Torah. And then we heard the content from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Rabbi Fivel points out that can't be the pshat because v'chulei is used when you have a maimer chazal that's incomplete. If I have a pusik that's incomplete, what lashon do I use? V'gomer, right? Kol pusik lo paske Moshe, you're not allowed to stop, so you have to use v'gomer, like that you complete it. V'chulei is used in maimer chazal. So Rabbi Fivel next year said that it can't be, right, b'chulei, b'chulei. It has to be, emor lahem, kach v'kach. It can't, right. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, you tell them, right, as follows, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, go and teach them. It's not about emor lahem, b'chulei. It's not that we heard all of the mitzvahs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we heard it from Moshe, but it's that Moshe Rabbeinu, you go and teach them, stand up on the mountain, you teach them the Torah, etc. It's not that we heard it twice, etc. That's what Rabbi Fivel pointed out. Now, the fact that Maimed Har Sinai is a mitzvah that happened to all of us, so therefore in theory, or the way the Torah wants it to work, is that I hear from my grandfather, who heard from his grandfather, who heard from his grandfather, what that event was like. That's a mitzvah essay, min haTorah, according to the Ramban, to give over the Mesorah of the experience, the Mesorah of the event. Right? Sometimes in yeshiva, when we talk about Mesorah, we talk about our Mesorah and Mesorah of Salavechik, and we learn this way, etc. I'm not denying that that's Mesorah, but that's not the Mesorah that's a mitzvah esei min haTorah, according to the Ramban, to convey, or there's a mitzvah los esei, maybe to forget. Right? That's content. The yesod of Yom HaShamat Rofneim HaShem Kecha B'chorev is that you have to convey that experience. And I hear from my Zayda, or from his Zayda, it's so much more authentic when you say it in Yiddish. And we know that Maimed Har Sinai Torah was given by Shivim Lashem. Those Shivim Lashem were 69 dialects of Yiddish and Lashem Kodesh. Come on, right? Hey, that's Mosh Kfira. Only Yiddish, right? The Sfaradim, where did they get Torah from? Right? Pshat is 69 dialects of Yiddish, and we're not going to finish the sentence. But that's what the Rabban is saying, that there is a mitzvah to remember Maimon Har Sinai. Now, what's the point in this mitzvah? So again, the end of this first paragraph in the Ramban. Pirish hatam, ki Hashem asa ha-maimon ha-hu, kidei she-tilmedu li-yir'a oso ko-hayomin, ve-es-beneichem tlamedu medoros olam. You teach Yiras Shamayim when you recall this event of Maimed Har Sinai. It's not about content. It's not about specifics of how I do Borer or specifics of Chaticha Nasas Nevela or Naparnata Hetera. Right? It's about Yiras Shamayim. And you convey Yiras Shamayim by recalling that event. The Ramban continues, Kodem Shiyazkir HaDibros Shenem Rusham, before the Dibros are mentioned, even before we get the content, his here b'mitzvahs lo saseh shel nishkach davar min ha-maimed ha-hu, v'lo nasirenu milibenu la'olam. Right, these psukim in Va'eschanan are before Aseres HaDibros. And there's a lav in the Torah to forget it. Mitziv Mrs. Esay shenol diabo, l'chozar enu midor l'dar, we have to tell our children what we saw and what we heard. Now, in this line in the Ramban, he talks about it as a mitzvah asay. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that we'll see in a few minutes has it as a lot. Not to forget, but the Ramban over here has a mitzvah asay. My friend Eliyav Silverman in his Sefer Meshiv Nefesh, that's what it's called. So he points out that there's a teeny bit of a contradiction in the Ramban. But Yehei Mashi Yehei, the Ramban is noting that there's a mitzvah essay, a lav, not to forget that story. And the reason for this is, like the Ramban, HaTo'elos b'mitzvah hazos gedola ma'od, she'im hayu divrei ha-Torah ba'im eleinu mipi Moshe bovad, afa b'shenevuason nis'amsa ba'osos mofsim, im yoko b'kibinu novi ocholim chalom, b'tzavinu behepech min ha-Torah, Zok the Ramban, that had we not all been there, so although there were miracles, and by the way, the last pasuk in the Torah, L'chol ha'osos v'amofsim asher osa Hashem, right, teaches us, according to many Rishonim, that we have to believe that the miracles Rabbeinu Shalom did with Moshe Rabbeinu are greater than any other miracle. But if we would not have Maimed Har Sinai, which was that experience that we were all there, we would have a suffix in our hearts. Yikones b'libenu suffix, because some other Navi would come and would also perform miracles. Then we'd have a suffix. Let's just pause for a second. Is this Ramban modern Orthodox or not? And Brian is looking at me like, Schwartz, what did you drink at lunchtime? Big Adol. So here's my theory, okay? In modern Orthodox chinuch, very often they emphasize the gain that one has when one has doubts and questions, and how we grow from the questions. And if you have sfeikos in emuna, that's okay. And it is okay, that's true. That's definitely true. But the Ramban feels that that's far from ideal. The Ramban feels that the reason why we have a mitzvah essay, mitzvah slos essay of Maimon Har Sinai, is not to have any doubt at all. The Ramban is against having doubt. I have another raya. Ramban is against having doubt. You know, the Rambam quotes a mitzvah essay min haTorah of La'avdo b'chol levavchem, a mitzvah essay to daven, to Ribono Shel Olam. The Ramban jumps up and down. He spits wood and nickels. He says, what are you talking about? There's no mitzvah to daven. La'avdo b'chol levavchem means, zot the Ramban, don't serve the Ribono Shel Olam because of the, I'll call it Pascal's wager. Okay, Pascal's wager is, I don't know if God exists or God doesn't exist. In Tim Saloma, God exists. I'm really going to be punished if I don't serve him. So it's not really conviction that I'm serving God. I'm not convinced that God is right, but it's prudent, right? It's a safer bet, right? That's Pascal's wager. The Ramban says, L'avdo b'chol levavchem means not Pascal's wager. Serve the Ribono Shel Olam out of complete conviction. Don't have sveikos. This, again, when I say it's against modern orthodoxy, what I mean is that you have to really, if someone has sveikos, the Ramban is going to say that's not ideal. Maybe the goal of a suffik is to grow out of it, right? But to live life with doubt is not correct, according to the Ramban, both about the mitzvah of tefillah and this Ramban about Maimon Har Sinai. Twice in the Ramban. Okay, so that's what the Ramban says in his Perush al HaTorah. In the Shichachas Lavin, remember the Ramban lists 613 mitzvahs. I remember Dr. David Bergman, I took a class with him. So he asked, what's the most important Jewish book that was published in the last 1,000 years? He asked you also? So it's a good question. It's thought-provoking. So he quoted a certain scholar who said the most important book is? The most important book is the Perush HaMishnah of the Rambam, because that's the first time that the Rambam lays out, or the first time anyone lays out, the need to believe, not just the need to do. Right? Judaism is a religion of creed, not only a religion of deed. Right? That's the yesod. The Rambam is part of his mitzvahs, right? The Rambam, after he goes through the Ikari HaEmuna, the Rambam leads that up to the mitzvahs. The Rambam gives rules and regulations as to what counts as a mitzvah. It's not just haphazard, right? The predecessors of the Rambam, the Bahag, etc., they count mitzvahs. Okay, this pasuk, that pasuk. The Rambam has rules and regulations, what counts. And the Rambam counts 613, and he left some out. And the Ramban has a hasaga, first of all, Mehechate, say there's 613 mitzvahs, right? The Gemara, the end of Makkos, Ba, Chabakuk, Hamidim, Al Echad, etc., right? Who says there's 613 mitzvahs? Moreover, the Ramban says, Rambam, how come you count this, you don't count that? So one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam should have counted, but didn't count, HaMitzvah HaShniya, SheNimna'anu Shalom Nishkach Maimed Har Sinai, Lo Nosir Oso Midaitenu, Avol Yiyu Einenu V'libeinu Shom Kol HaYomim. We should always be at the foot of the mountain. We should always be at Har Sinai, and that's the Pasuk, V'Pen Tishkach HaSadvam HaSharoi Necha, Pen Yosom Ovavcha, etc. HaKavona Hazeh Gedolim O'od, the Ramban says, if Divrei Torah would come from, what's it called, only from Moshe Rabbeinu, we'd have sveikos, but now that we got from directly from the Ribono Shel Olam, we don't have sveikos. That's what the Ramban says. Then, 4 lines in the bottom of this paragraph. In fact, the Ramban, the Gemara in the first pact of Kedushin, like the dafim that everyone does in the first pact, from Chavtesan on. So the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah for a grandfather to teach Torah to grandchildren. Someone told me that yeshivas in Lakewood send tuition bills to the grandparents because grandparents have a mitzvah to teach Torah to the grandchildren. So, frek the Ramban, don't ask a kasha that the Gemara in Kedushin says that there's a mitzvah to teach Torah to your grandchildren, which sounds like the psukim is about. Are these psukim v'askanan? It sounds like that's about the content, not the event. Zok the Ramban, ki limud emunas ha-Torah, hu ha-limud b'Torah. Right? This sounds like mashgiach. No? Teaching emunah is teaching Torah also. That's what the Ramban is saying. Teaching emunah is also teaching Torah. The idea is that we should think about Maimon Har Sinai, not to forget what we saw, what we heard, and we should convey it to future generations. So Ramban holds that this is mamish a mitzvah. The mitzvah is Yirah Shamayim, it's emunah, it's the fact that we should not have any doubts about the veracity of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. These are all the to'olios, so to speak, of this mitzvah. Now, when the Megillas Esther is a very unfortunate job, yeah, Mr. Rolner.
Is that the Ramban is Chan Yorden?
The Ramban is what?
I think that's Chan Yorden.
The Ramban is saying that he's reading into the Gemara, that when the Gemara says that a grandfather is a mitzvah to teach grandchildren, it's a different mitzvah than a father has to teach children. A father's mitzvah to teach children, or a Rebbe's mitzvah to teach Talmidim, is Vishinantam Lefanecha, to teach content. A grandfather's mitzvah is to teach the experience. Right? I think that's what emerges from the Ramban, and I put it together with other drushes of Chazal. So he's saying that's exactly pshat in the pasuk. Rav Salvechik in his hesped for the Rebbetzin of Tolna, he said that there's a difference between a father's mitzvah of chinuch and a mother's mitzvah of chinuch, and the mother's mitzvah is to teach the experience of Yiddishkeit in terms of like what Shabbos feels like, what the Su'uda feels like, etc. That's the Rav's hesped. I think the Ramban is saying teaching the experience is a mitzvah, but it's a grandparent's mitzvah, not a parent's mitzvah. Bishinant Ravonecha is a parent's mitzvah. Yeah. Brian, you had a comment?
So I think the Ramban is just equating the two, meaning Emunah and Talmud Torah are the same, and therefore the Gemara is talking about Talmud Torah, and therefore it's not a contradiction that we're talking about Emunah because
it's possible, but I just think it's interesting that I have two psukim in the Torah to teach Torah to the. Right? One is Vishinantum Lefanecha, and the other is Vahodatum. Vahodatum comes in the context of this other mitzvah called remembering Maimon Har Sinai. I think what that means is Vahodatum Vanecha, which is a grandparent's mitzvah, is about Maimon Har Sinai, is about the experience. Is it possible that father also has a mitzvah to convey the experience? Perhaps. It's just, it's suggestive that the two different mitzvahs, right, one is for a parent, one's for a grandparent. We're good? Fine. Now, the Megillah Esther has the unfortunate job of having to defend every difficult rabbi. I'm going to say for a mitzvah, that's what Rav Schechter says it. So Megillah Esther says, what's the pshat in the Rambam? How come the Rambam does not count a mitzvah of remembering Maimon Har Sinai? So he writes, nearly, Kima Shalom Minoah Harav, the Megillah Esther is saying that the Rambam is saying, like Rashi, means content of Torah, and therefore I don't have to count it as a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah kolelos kol haTorah kula. Right? It encompasses everything. So if there's a mitzvah chveis of lo yasuru mimenu, right? Every day at 6:13, you're supposed to think of your favorite mitzvah. My favorite mitzvah is like not to remove the badei ha'aron. Right? It's an important mitzvah, right? Lo yasuru mimenu. It's a mitzvah min haTorah. So v'odatu l'vanecha l'vanecha means teach your children and grandchildren the content of don't remove the badei ha'aron. Okay, got it. That's the way the Megillah Esther says it, and he says that that's exactly what Rashi comments. Hine, like three lines in the bottom of this section, the Megillah Esther, Shezeh halav al kiyum ha-Torah kula ne'emra, etc. And this that the Ramban says, Vodachal v'necha, it's teaching about teaching your children, grandchildren, the Maimon Ahu, Nirelisha ein zeh b'mashma'am ma'amaram, v'akavanosam hu k'mo shenir b'birim l'shalom, shepirushuhu al liman ha-Torah l'vnei vonem. Zok the Ramban, Zok the Megillas Esther, excuse me, Bidas HaRambam, that the mitzvah is to teach content. Again, I don't want to be anti-mashgiach, but according to the Megillas Esther, it's possible that teaching emuna might not be a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah in the sense of it's a prerequisite. If you don't believe in God, so the whole structure falls. I know this, Machlokes Rambam Bahag, etc. But the Megillas Esther is saying the mitzvah of teaching Torah is not to teach emuna. That's what Megillas Esther says. For the Ramban, it is a mitzvah. For the Rambam, Megillas Esther's understanding, it's about the content. Emuna is not part of that. Daniel? Right, so that's what I meant.
That this is what you would say here. Oh, it's not teaching emuna, it's not really a mitzvah.
Yes, but remember, there's teaching emuna in terms of the existence of God, that the Rambam counts as a mitzvah, is teaching the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Novi. Right? That's basically what is going on over here. Is that a mitzvah sase min haTorah? Right? The Ramban says yes. The Ramban would say that teaching all your Gomri Yukarim is a mitzvah. The Rambam would say no. And by the way, in the Rambam, before he gets to the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he goes through the Ikari HaEmunah, right? You get the impression, perhaps the Ikari HaEmunah is a prerequisite for mitzvahs. It's not necessarily a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Again, I don't want to be anti-mashgiach, but I think that's what emerges. Now, there are a few rayas to the Rambam from Gemaras and from Mishnayos. Gemara in Menachos speaks about how Kol Mishakeach Dover Echa Mitalmuda over Belav Shenema Hishamro Choshmanashcha Penetishkach Sadvarim, etc. The Gemara Menachos uses this pasuk in Parshas Vaschanan to teach me that if you forget any of your Torah, you violate a law. By the way, this is like a yeshiva bachar's nightmare, right? You forget any Torah, you violate a law. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean if you forget it, machmas onso, right? Two lines on the bottom of this source, right? Pen yosir melvavcha b'meisir melibo hakasov medaber. Right? If I deliberately remove it from myself. Now, what does that mean, deliberately remove it? So I think the idea might be, I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky has like a whole sefer about those things which are kasha l'shechecha. And he said, right? And he says that if you do those activities that will make you forget Torah, so that's the lav. It's a davar pashut, by the way. The Prima Godim in a few places in Yeridaya, right? Because of my averis, I forgot this din, right? So what's the, right? That's the real aver. Pentishkach es Hashem alakecha. Don't forget the content of Torah. Right, that's what the Gemara Menachos is saying. If you forget Davar Echamim Mishnaso, that means if you do Chata'im, that forces you or that will inevitably cause you to forget your learning. Right, that's a very bad thing. So that Gemara sounds like the Rambam, that it is about the content, not about the event. Now the Ramban might say that when the Gemara speaks about that you violate a law, it's a bit of hyperbole. Right? Does anyone count it as a law, by the way, not to forget Torah? I don't think so. I don't think anyone counts it specifically as a law, not to forget Torah. And the Ramban would say that it's a bit of hyperbole. The Mishnah in Avos writes, Kasha Chayef Davechem Mishnaso, Mamalav Hakosav, Ki'ilo Mishayev Benafsho. Right? On the one hand, that sounds much more frightening. On the other hand, I forgot who says this. I think it's the Perush on the Sefer Yerayim comments that maybe this lead the Rishonim to say that there's no lav in forgetting Torah per se. Kiyo Mischayev Benafsho sounds scarier, right? You're going to die, but it doesn't say that you violate an Avera. Right? Malav HaKosav Kiyo Mischayev Benafsho. So it could be, that's the pshat that also comes in the Pasuk. But b'kitzur ma'aseh, the Rambam might be saying, or the Rambam is saying, that the din in the Torah of not forgetting is not to forget Maimed Har Sinai, but rather it's not to forget the content of Torah, and you'd have to change the girsa in Dayenu. You can't say Il Kirvanu Lefnei Har Sinai V'lon Nasmas HaTorah, because Kirvanu Lefnei Har Sinai for the Rambam might not be such a big deal. Yeah, Daniel.
I know that the simple reading of this Mishnah is not like the action that is forgetting our Torah is doing an Avera. It doesn't sound like that, because at the end it says, sounds like you're like, it's a deliberate decision. I don't really care.
Yeah, which is, by the way, that's the end. That's the last line of the Gemara also.
Right.
They're in both the Gemara Menachos and in the Mishnah Avos, whatever the consequence is, happens when you are deliberately being Meser Milibo. But the Mishnah in Avos is much more striking. The formulation is much harsher. But on the other hand, because it's a much harsher formulation, it leaves open the possibility that Saka not an Avera. I found this in the Sefer Bris Moshe, which is a commentary on the Smag. He's the one who has that this idea of Kilo Mischai Benafsho is arguing on the Gemara in Menachos. And apparently the Yad Malachi has this also in one place. Okay. So there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. In many Sephardi communities, the thing that you do Leil Shavuos is you say Azharot. No? Azharot, I don't have my Sephardi contingent today. But Azharot is that you say Piyutim that go through all Taryag Mitzvahs. Basically, the Sefer Mitzvahs Reb Sadia Gaon was basically not much of anything. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlow decided to make it into a thing. Sefer Mitzvahs Reb Sadia Gaon is like a poem. They would say that poem, Leil Shavuos. And it's a way of chazering all of Taira, because that's what you should do. Reb Shlomo Ibn Gabiro has a set of Azharot also, which is said in certain communities, right? Beitcha lo yisach bin mitzvot lo yizach, right? That's a mitzvah of lo yizach achosh and the Av HaEfod, right? Another one of our favorites. And then he writes, mitzvahs pentishkach shtayim ne'amarim. What does that mean? Mitzvahs pentishkach shtayim ne'amarim. Right? The mitzvah pentishkach means two different things. So I think the pshat might be that he is trying to merge the Rambam and the Ramban, saying that they're both correct. Pentishkach in the sense of don't forget the content of Torah, and pentishkach in the sense of don't forget what's it called. Don't forget the event of Maamid Har Sinai. That as far as Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gabiro is saying on both. Now, Halacha l'maisa, is there a iser to forget Maamid Har Sinai? Is there a mitzvah to remember Maamid Har Sinai? How do I paskin? So the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is a serious posek, no? On the page of Shulchan Aruch, just from Yerid Da'eh, he's Archaim. Magen Avraham writes, Isa b'kavanos b'ksavim. Okay, the kavanos is? No. The Arizal. The kavanos is the kavanos of the Arizal, and the ksavim is the kisvei ha-Arizal. Okay, Kabbalah was known, and Kabbalah was used for halacha, like we saw Zohar quoted in terms of waiting between meat and milk, or between milk and meat, right? We saw such a Zohar. Zohar makes it lahalacha, but the Kisvei HaArizal did not make it lahalacha until the Magen Avraham died in 1684, right? Until the Magen Avraham makes the Kisvei HaArizal a thing, and he brings him down lahalacha. So the Arizal writes, Hazachiras halalahim mitzvahs essay. There's a mitzvahs essay min haTorah for these zachiros. We'll talk about what that means. Lachin. Kishe yomar uvanu vacharta yizkar matan Torah. Uvanu vacharta means HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to be special. That means matan Torah, meaning to remember Bechiras Am Yisrael, which comes through the content of Torah. Right? Reb Sadia says, "Einu Mosenu Uma Ela B'Torasa." What makes us special is because we have Torah. That's what makes Chai so special. By the way, whenever we do Geiras, the first thing after Geiras, someone comes out of the mikvah, we tell them, "Oh, your day began. Say Berachas HaTorah." Now, why do you ask them to say Berachas HaTorah? You can ask them to make a Shahakol also. You can ask them, you know, put on tefillin the day just began. But the answer is, you want to say Asher Bachar Banu, right? Mikol Amim. Right? That's what we want to say. you just became Jewish, right? That means, right, Banu Bacharta is Matan Torah. That's the content of Torah. V'kei Rav Tanu Zakna Magen Avram is Maimed Har Sinai. Right? So the Magen Avram is passing a halacha that when I say the bracha of Ahava Rabba, when I say the bracha of Ahava Rabba in the morning, I should think V'kei Rav Tanu means remembering Maimed Har Sinai. Right? L'shimcha HaGadol means I remember Maisa Amalek. Shimcha Gada in Hashem Shalem, right? Ki Yara Kes Ka, right? Rashi quotes Ka, not Yudke Vodke, because the Shem won't be Shalem, Akshay Macha, Shmo Shal Malik. Lahodos Lacha, Hapelo Nivra El Rak Lahodos, below the Tabra Lashon Hara. Lahodos Lacha means don't speak Lashon Hara. There's a bunch of mitzvahs in the Torah of Zohar, right? There is remembering Torah. There is remembering Maimed Har Sinai. There is remembering Amalek. Every day, Zakna Magen Avram, there's a mitzvah essay in that Torah to remember Amalek that you think of when you say the Brach of Ahava Rabba. Every day. Right? The mitzvah of remembering Amalek is not only the Shabbos before Purim. Right? Lahodas Lecha is to remember the mitzvah or the Lashon Hara of Miriam. Right? Lashon Hara happens when people are negative. When people are looking down on others. Lahodos Lecha, we want to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, or Lahodos is not to speak Lashon Hara. Zeh Zechiras Maisa Miriam. Uzechartem is Kol Mitzvos Hashem, Zeh Shabbos. Right? Sheshkula Kenegah Kol Mitzvos, Sheomer V'Aviginu L'Shom Me'Avar Kantos Haaretz, etc. You put your tzitzis down. So Magen Avraham says that there are six Zechiras, and these six Zechiras, I say, every day, or I think of every day, when I say the bracha of Ahava Rabba, I think of these six zechiros. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Now, that is interesting on a few levels. It's interesting because the Magen Avraham is saying, I paskin like the Ramban, there's a mitzvah to remember Maimed Har Sinai. I paskin that you have to do it every single day. Right? Every day. I paskin Zakna Magen Avraham that you don't have to do it specifically by saying, let's say, the psukim of Maimed Har Sinai, right? In many Sidurim, after Shacharis, they have like the Sheish Zechiros, that these are the six things we should remember. Many people say it every day, right? You say it every day, probably because you hold like the Magen Avraham that there's a mitzvah to remember it every day, but you hold that you don't pay such attention when you daven. So when I say V'kei Rav Tonu, I'm not thinking about Maimed Har Sinai. So therefore I say Maimed Har Sinai, later on. I say the psukim of Maimed Har Sinai. The Yalkut in Parshas Bechukosai quotes another, Zohar Yisashar Yitzavtas Hashem Lokecha B'Miriam, Zohar B'Feh, Ayin Shom B'Sifrei. Right? The Magen Avraham quotes that Zohar means you have to articulate it, and you have to articulate the fact that we made the Ribbono Shel Olam angry in the Midbar. If you love the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're not going to anger the Ribbono Shel Olam. How can you have a mitzvah, right? Everyone makes such a big deal. A mitzvah of, right, Parshas Zohar. Why do you not have a mitzvah of Parshas, right? I don't know. Parshas Miriam, right? How can you not have Parshas Miriam? So Zoch the Magen Avraham, Yesh Lamar, Dematin Torah, Yesh Lanu Chag Atzeres. Buadin Shabbos, and Maisa Miriam, Maisa Egel, Lo Tiknum, Ne Shahaya, Genus, and Shah Yisrael. Right, this is a Yisod in the Magen Avraham. Amalek, we remember once a year, we mention it specifically. We hint at, we allude to the other Zechiris every day. Do I have a specific time for the other Zechiris? So Amalek, I have a specific time before Purim. I have a specific time for Matan Torah and Maimed Har Sinai which is Shavuos. The Yontif of Shavuos is the time to remember Maamid Har Sinai. Now, what this means l'chora is azoy. The mitzvah, the way Ibn Gabiro said it, shtayim ne'emarim, right, means that both are mitzvahs, both the Rambam and the Ramban, both the content and the event are both mitzvahs. And on the Yontif of Shavuos, I should remember both. But I'm going to try to show that we make a bigger deal of the Ramban's gisha than the Rambam's gisha, right? Was I mechavent what you're going to ask?
Not exactly.
Okay.
I was going to say that it's interesting that in the first line in Magen Avraham says there's these other things about the Torah and Amar Har Sinai. And when he talks about Shavuot, he says, "Oh, that's the day that we give out the Torah."
Right.
Not Amar Har Sinai.
He doesn't say Amar Har Sinai. Yeah. It is.
Then again, it's like he doesn't even listen to Maamar Sinai at all. So it's like.
Well, no, he listens to Maamar Sinai earlier. Right. At the end, he doesn't list it. Right. So my guess is that the Ramban is like the Ibn Gabir, like Shtayim Ne'emarim, that they're both together, but Enochanami. I gave this shiur one time. I needed English on the source sheets. Okay, not for you. Next, weiter. When do we fulfill this mitzvah of remembering Maamid Har Sinai? The Tor writes that in Birchas HaTorah, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim, Nosan Saraso, Nosan HaTorah, Yechavim BeBirchas on Maamid Har Sinai, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim, Bekervanu Lofnei Har Sinai, Hishmiyanu Devar Mitoch HaEsh. Right, so the Tor says both Zechiras Maamid Har Sinai and remembering Torah. The Bach writes that the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu, remember, I first have the bracha of Lasot B'Divrei Torah or Al Divrei Torah, right? There's two girsos in the Gemara. The girs of Al Divrei Torah sounds like what Reb Chaim and Reb Volvel said, that the Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on the Chafetz of Torah. And the girsa of Lasot B'Divrei Torah sounds like Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a birchas hamitzvah, just like I make a bracha before I shake lulav, I make a bracha when I learn Torah. So that's the bracha of lasok, or the bracha of al divrei Torah. Av bracha zu hashniya, says the Bach, eina ki'im ha-hodah v'shebach, ha-mashanasam lanu t'arasa k'leichem doso, mitocha eish, l'choros ha-kdushasa v'ruchniyusa, u'bachama mikol ha-umas v'keravan v'nei har-sinai. Right, says the Bach, the second bracha of Asher Bachar Banu is not only the content of Torah, but he throws in that experience of standing at Har Sinai, etc. He gave it mitoch ha'esh, not to forget shelo nishkach maimed Har Sinai. K'moshe kasev, raki shamrocha, shmar nafshecha ma'ob, and nishkach sadvarim. So like the Magen Avraham, the Bach assumes that there's a mitzvah every day to remember Maamid Har Sinai. But unlike the Magen Avraham who says that I fulfill that mitzvah when I say the Brach of Ava Rabba before Kriya Shema, the Bach says I fulfill that mitzvah when I say the second Brach on Birchas HaTorah. So far, so good. Now, there's a famous discussion in the postgame. Do you stand up for Aseres HaDibros? No? Standard practices, all rise for the judge. No? That's the end, not for Aaron Judge, but all rise for Kriyas Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam in the Tshuva gets really upset about this. Right? The Rambam writes, "Atshuva shehinig harav nifdar nishmaso edom leishev hu haroi." The practice that this rabbi instituted to sit for Aseres HaDibros is proper because the Gemara says, he goes on and goes on, that they wanted to, the Gemara Brachas Yud Beis, they wanted to be metakein, reading Aseres HaDibros every day, but they decided not to, because people say that this is the only important part of Torah. So therefore, we don't say Aseres HaDibros every day, meaning we shouldn't give any chashivos to Aseres HaDibros above other parts of Torah. That's the Gemara Brachas on Yud Beis that I quote as the next source. Bigvulim bikshulikros kain, shekvar bitlum netar umes haminen. So the Rambam says, don't stand up for Aseres Hadibros. Lefi ani esteiti, this is the Rambam Lashitaso. The practice of standing is because we are reenacting Maimid Har Sinai, standing there, that experience, event. But the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah to remember the event. The mitzvah is the content, no? Not the event. So therefore, standing up and doing that reenactment is not necessary, or it's not appropriate, forget not necessary. Whenever you have a reenactment of Maimed Har Sinai, whether it's for us on Shavuos, or when Ezra leaned the Torah for people, and when they came up from Golos Bavel, and the Pasuk says, Vayamdu kol am babris, right? That's like some reenactment. They're reestablished, right? Had the Torah not been given Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu, Ru'uya Hayali Nasin Ayidei Ezra. It's one of my favorite Gemaras. No, like, but the point is that you're supposed to, when you reenact Maimed Har Sinai, you stand. The Rambam's opposed to standing because he says, hey, you know what? People say this part of Torah is more chashuv than other parts. We could defend the practice because of what's it called? Because we're reenacting Maimed Har Sinai. Let me give you another example of this. There's a controversial practice of having flowers and trees in shul on Shavuos. Right? The Vilna Gaon famously tried to be mevatel the practice. It says in the Sefer Ma'aser Rav. Most understand incorrectly that the Gra is worried about the fact that the Goyim have trees around Kratzmach, December 25th. That's not correct. Martin Luther was Protestant. He developed the tree because he wanted a different symbol for the religion to show, instead of like the crucifix, he wanted a symbol that became like the tree. It happens that the practice of trees is a practice that was common in Lithuania in the 16th and 17th century, around the time of the festival of Pentecost, in the Chaya Adam. So he has an expression that they would have trees by the festival of Zhivichi, whatever. He has it like in some Hebrew letters, but no one knows what he's talking about. So much so that in the newer editions of the Chaya Adam, they got rid of those words because no one knows what it's talking about. The problem that you get rid of those words is people think, oh, he's talking about Kratzmach. No, they're talking about Pentecost, right?
Pentecost
is 50 days after Easter.
It's the same idea, right?
But in Lithuanian countries, they observed Pentecost by having lots of trees. So the Gra says, don't have the practice in shul. Don't have trees in shul because it's Darkei HaEmori. And everyone gives like this shiur around Thanksgiving time about what are the parameters of the Isser of Darkei HaEmori. Okay, nice. It's a good shiur to give. Lefi ani esteiti, though, our practice of having trees in the shul, however we get out of the gross tain of Darkei HaEmori, but our practice is in order to be Mekayim, the Yesod of the Ramban. Right? By having trees in shul, I'm not remembering any content of Torah. But I am remembering, by having the tree in the shul, I'm remembering what's it called? I'm remembering Maimed Har Sinai. And remembering Maimed Har Sinai, according to the Ramban, is a mitzvah sesei min haTorah. And whoever wrote the Piyut of Dayenu really was into that, no? Whoever wrote the Piyut of Dayenu is really into this idea of remembering Maimed Har Sinai. It's a mitzvah sesei min haTorah. And the Magen Avraham says, yeah, it's Mekayim every day, but there's a special time for it called the Yontif of Shavuos. So I think the Yontif of Shavuos is about Vodatum of Anecha v'nei v'necha. It's about transmitting a Mesorah, grandparents, not only parents, My parents' mitzvah we spoke about is the content of Torah. Grandparents' mitzvah is that experience. And part of that yesod is why on Shavuos we stand up for Kriyas HaTorah, Maimed Har Sinai, and why we decorate the shul, because it's Maimed Har Sinai. So we should be zocha for Kabbalah HaTorah. That's real. I do believe that the content of Torah is important. We should also be zocha to have that connection to the experience of Torah. Right? If you just know facts, like you could be ChatGPT and know a lot of Torah, but or not know anything, but as the case may be. It's not about, it's about facts. But to some extent, I'd say Shavuos is more important because it's about emotion. I think the minhag to stay up all night on Shavuos, if you think about it, it's bad for Talmud Torah. It's really bad. But what it does is it's a reenactment of Maimed Har Sinai to some extent, right? In either the positive sense or the negative sense. Either, right, they went to bed and they woke up late. I don't know anyone who's ever done that. Or the idea is that they're staying up because they're in such anticipation, such excitement about receiving the Torah. But that reenactment is the yesod of why we stay up all night on Shavuos. It's not about Talmud Torah. I really don't believe staying up all night Shavuos enhances our learning. Ki hu zeh, and we should have a good day, Chevra.
Then why does it count as a day for Chazara?
That's the. I was just.